Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan and Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. About a year ago, I told you about a historical fiction novel that broke my heart and was beautifully written. Until I read The Book of Lost Names, I had not enjoyed Kristen Harmel's immense talent. The Book of Lost Names is based on an astonishing, heartbreaking, true story from World War II. Eva Traub is a young Jewish woman born in France to Polish immigrants. Her artistic talent makes her good at forgery, so that she, along with the handsome resistance fighter Remy, is able to help hundreds of Jewish children flee the Nazis. Harmel has written other great historical novels, including The Winemaker's Wife and The Room on Rue Amélie, and her latest, The Forest of Vanishing Stars. Like The Book of Lost Names, this new novel is based on real experiences suffered by Polish Jews in World War II. In The Forest of Vanishing Stars, little Jana, just 2 years old, is taken from her parents by an old woman who, quote, sees the future. Yedusha takes Jana from her German parents because she knows that Jana will be able to lead the Jews when the time comes for them to hide in the forest to escape the Nazis. Living in the forest with only the brusque old woman for company is not an easy life, but Jana knows no other, until she meets Alexander, Zeus, and their group of refugees. Jana knows much more about survival in the forest and becomes their unofficial leader. She teaches them how to hide and erase their steps and find food and defend themselves when needed. She discovers her first taste of love also with Alexander, until he betrays her. Grieving and humiliated, Jana flees from the group and goes to Berlin to find her parents. She meets her father, who is a Nazi officer. He tries to keep his long-lost daughter against her will, but having been raised by a Jewish woman and taught Jewish ways, he is repugnant to Jana. She learns that he is planning a mission that will lead to where Zeus, Alexander, and the group are hiding. She escapes her father's grasp and returns to the forest and leads the group into a swamp to evade capture by the Nazis. I did a little research, and this did actually happen. Jews were forced to live in swamps and in other horrible conditions in a desperate attempt to avoid being captured and taken to concentration camps. I am continually horrified by the thoughts of what those people suffered and just how cruel humans can be to each other. In her author's note at the end of The Forest of Vanishing Stars, Harmel tells readers about Aaron and Henrika, Jewish refugees she spoke with and who told her about their harrowing experiences. They told her about the society they set up in the forest with 1,200 people. They survived the war because, quote, they found trust, life, and hope in the darkness, end quote. Harmel said Aaron lived with guilt for surviving when so many didn't. He lived into his 90s after immigrating to the U.S. He told Harmel to remember, quote, hardship teaches a person life, end quote. She said she couldn't think of a better lesson for today and the current crisis we're living in. She said she wanted that message to remain in her life and her writing. Harmel tells us that Poland had the highest percentage of Jews in Europe at the onset of the war, and between 2.8 and 3 million were murdered. Her father's family hails from the area in which she set the story of The Forest of Vanishing Stars. Her great-great-grandparents immigrated to the U.S. before having to suffer the horrors of Nazi terror, though. She said we should all always remember that the decisions and sacrifices of our ancestors play an all-important role in the lives we subsequently live. In other words, we should remember the past in order to make the present and future better. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.